Well, we're going to pick up the discussion again. We've been talking about downsizing your housing and disposing of possessions. We're talking with Carol Cam, the owner of I Sold It on eBay, and Sharon McRill, the owner of the Betty Brigade. Carol, what's the process for using your services at I Sold It?
Well, it's really very simple, Alan. Whether somebody has something that they are just curious about the value of, they're welcome to bring it into the store for us to look at. They can call us. They can even email us or have their children email us if they're not online. Let us know what they have. We'll do that free initial research. Let them know what it might sell for. These are auctions. They sell to the high bidder. And it's important that folks are thinking about the fact that we are going to find them a new home. One of the things to help them get used to this idea is that if they put it out on eBay and people are bidding on it, you know that people want it. And that sometimes helps with the transition because they know that it's going to a home where it's really, really a wanted thing.
That's a great point. Yeah. So that helps with the emotional part.
Exactly. So once they decide to sell, we really handle the whole process. We take the photographs, we write a descriptive listing, post the auction on eBay, handle all the questions that come in. One of the things our senior clients really love about our service is that they're anonymous in this process. So from a security and identity perspective, we're the only ones who know that it's their stuff that's selling.
And that's definitely a big concern, especially for seniors. They don't want to take any risks or chances.
Right. And I didn't really realize that at the beginning, but we heard that right away from the senior clients who use us. They're savvy. They know eBay's out there. They know it's a good market, but they're not going to do it themselves because of some of those reservations. So then at the end of the sale, the new buyer, the new owner, pays us. We ship them the item. Once we know it's arrived safely and everything's okay, we just send the seller a check. Whole process takes roughly a month.
I wanted to mention that when we're working with a client and we mention that we work with an eBay seller, they immediately freeze up. Often the seniors freeze up. They say, oh, no, I don't know how to sell on eBay. And when we explain the process to them and explain that Betty Brigade is just the conduit to take their items to the eBay store or to help them get those things sold, they immediately relax and because they think that they have to do something with the computers and they don't.
What is I Sold It, Carol, charge for all these services?
We're commission-based because we sell on consignment. And the rates vary depending on the value of the item and how the item sells. But typically, it's a 60%, 40% split, meaning that the seller gets 60%, we keep 40%, and out of that, we pay all the eBay, PayPal, any of the selling fees involved in handling the process for them. So it's really very seamless. They drop it off, we do the work, they get a check.
And it's a lot more than you'd get from a garage sale.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm bringing stuff into your store to sell it. Any advice or suggestions?
I advise folks to look for those things that they wouldn't want to put out at the yard sale because they're too good. We do look for a minimum selling value of at least $60, but because the research is free, they don't need to know that ahead of time. They just need to think about the higher value, better things in the household. We are not looking for the yard sale stuff. The other advice that I would have is make sure your items are clean. If it's silver, especially sterling, which is really what we're looking for, polish it. Clean things up. Everything sells better if it looks good.
Our guests are Carol Cam and Sharon McRill, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
What about estate sales, Carol? Are those a good way to sell unwanted stuff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. While eBay is a great market for a lot of things, there are things that are better served with a local market. Large items like furniture, exercise equipment, automotive types of things that tend to be bigger, heavier, harder to move,
yeah.
More expensive to ship. Those types of things are often much better done with an estate sale. And Sharon and I have several folks that we work with locally.
What about other places in town that could be or should be considered for selling or buying secondhand goods?
There's a bunch of different ones. We like Schmidt's Antiques out on Michigan Ave. We like Treasure Mart in Carytown. And we like Antelope Antiques on Liberty. They're all fantastic to work with.
Another newer consigner, especially for furniture and household goods out on Zeeb Road, is the Westside Furniture Consignment Emporium. I've actually used them personally, and they did a great job. So there are lots of good resources around.
There are lots of different alternatives, and some of those I'm not familiar with.
Also, donation services. There are multiple donation services. There's, of course, the ones that everyone knows, Purple Heart, Salvation Army. But sometimes people don't think of some of the alternate ones like churches or even those drop boxes that you see at gas stations. We really like the Reuse Center. They're super fun to work with, and we just love those guys over there. They're terrific.
And, of course, get your receipt and get your tax deduction.
Absolutely.
Right. Sharon and I refer to this as the stuff chain. As it works its way down, as we determine where the value of the item lies, if it can be sold on eBay, great. If it can sell locally, great. If it can go in a consignment store, great. If not, it can at least go to donation, unless it's really broken or dirty, and find a new life. So we try to extend the lives of these items as long as possible before they ultimately end up in the landfill.
Right. And part of the donation process, when you're working with any professional service that's helping liquidate your estate, is that hopefully they will create a full inventory of everything that gets donated and put a dollar amount associated with that so that it makes it really easy for that homeowner at the end to just hand their CPA or whoever does their taxes a form with a stapled receipt right on it saying, here's what we donated this year, and there's no trying to figure out how much stuff was worth.
Sharon, what about the things that you don't sell? Where does that stuff go?
It's primarily donation, but there are lots of things that we ship to relatives in other states. Sometimes a client says, I'm not ready to get rid of it, but I don't have room, and so we put it into a storage unit. There's all different alternatives, and every situation's just a little bit different.
You mentioned the Reuse Center. It does seem like there's a significant green element to these businesses, both of them. Can you talk about how you're involved sort of in the whole recycling world?
Our entire business really is recycling, and we are Washtenaw County Waste Not Partners. As part of our efforts to encourage that sort of green recycling side of the business. When we ship items, we use recycled packing materials, recycled boxes. We're not only recycling stuff, we're recycling the things that we use to sell the stuff.
The Betty Brigade is also a Waste Not partner in Washtenaw County, and we love that. When my staff come in, they're all trained to recycle as much as possible when we're working in a client's home.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guests are Sharon McRow from the Betty Brigade and Carol Cam from I Sold It on eBay.
Carol, have the two of you worked directly with some other clients?
Numerous projects. Sharon and I first really got together several years ago, 3 or 4 years ago probably now. And over the course of those 3 or 4 years, we've really developed this model where Sharon is knowledgeable enough about stuff in people's homes to know where the best outlet is likely to be for it, and will often call us from a job site and say, hey, look this up for me, which we can do right there over the phone. And then she knows sort of which pile to put it in for disposition later.
So she's helping determine whether or not it goes to I Sold It for eBay or to recycle or to other family members, if that's
right,
what the clients are so inclined to do.
The mutual goal here is to get the most value for our clients as possible.
For example, we were working with a client about 3 weeks ago. This wasn't one I called Carol on, but I ended up calling one of our antique dealers, and the client had a garage full of stuff. It was a very, very full garage. You couldn't get a car. You could barely get a person in this garage. The entire roof of the garage was stacked 3 feet high with newspapers all the way across the entire top of the garage. And so we started pulling them down and looking at the dates, and most of them were from 1968 or 1969. What we determined was that all of the newspapers were there prior to our client even moving in. The newspapers were not of any real value, and so we were told by an antique dealer to go ahead and recycle them, that there wasn't anything specific in them that we should be looking for. So they all went to recycling. But these were crunchy newspapers. They had been chewed up by mice to some degree, and they were very, very thick with dust.
It's an example of somebody's probably thinking, these must be worth something because they're 40, 50 years old. They must be valuable.
You know, that's a great example, Alan. Yeah. And newspapers are one of those examples where everybody saved the newspaper from when President Kennedy was shot. They're not rare. That makes them not particularly valuable.
So they're worth 25 cents. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to put I'm not going to put a number on it, but let's say.
But they're not $2,000 like some people might think.
They're not going to make our $60 minimum, I can tell you that.
Sharon, do you have a favorite experience, a favorite business story you'd like to share?
There was a guy who called us. He saw our article in the Detroit Free Press, and his parents had just passed, and so he decided to empty the space. And when we came out for our consultation, I saw about 25 or 30 bags of trash out near the curb, and I thought, oh boy. And when we walked into the house, he said, I'm ready to get rid of everything. I just throw it all away. This included family photos. It included things that you would think that a family would keep. But he just said, my family has been through the house and they've taken what they want. So everything else could go to trash or donation. Interestingly enough, the story Carol told earlier about the Balik statue came from his house. We recovered probably close to $3,500 worth of things from the stuff that he was ready to trash. And it completely paid for our fees and then some.
And we don't even want to think about what was in those trash bags.
Yeah, there was probably things in the trash bags that he threw away that had value.
I'm guessing he was a pretty happy customer.
He was very happy customer. He's told lots of people about us, but he wishes that he had us come in sooner before he'd put everything out to the curb.
How about you, Carol? Any customers that you really enjoyed and really helped out?
We had one really pleasant surprise recently. One of our customers who sold with us before was cleaning out some old toys from his childhood. Now he's probably in his 50s or 60s. So that gives you an idea of what age these toys are. They were model cars. Now he was a big Matchbox collector, and he dropped off probably 3 boxes of model cars saying, you know, these are old Matchboxes, vintage, they have to be really special. Well, the real treasure in these boxes, as we started sorting through them, were Hot Wheels. The early Hot Wheels that they call Red Line, because they have a little red line
on their wheels,
on the tires.
My husband collects Hot Wheels.
Exactly. By the time we sorted these out, there were, I think, 50-some. We broke them into 3 different batches. Each one of those batches sold for at least $1,500. He ended up making so much money. So talk about your pleasant surprises. That was a very, very fun project.
I'm sure he was really happy.
And he was very thrilled.
Sharon, how can folks get in contact with you or the Betty Brigade?
We make it really easy. People can pick up the phone and call us, 734-994-1000, or they can go to our website, bettybrigade.com.
Oh, and Carol, how can listeners find you?
Sort of the same 2 methods. Our phone number is 734-761-6187. Our website is isolditannarbor.com, isolditannarbor.com. Our website has a nice page of things of what sells, if they're interested in seeing the types of things that typically sell well. And we're also open in our retail setting Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sharon and Carol, it's been really great to have you both with us this morning. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.